The US Report with Bob Tarlow.
Rumour file is open, 9221 882. Swoop in, win the $500 cash on this Friday, 9221 882. You must phone your rumour through, though, for Scarborough Toyota. Good morning, Bob.
Thank you, Basil. Happy Friday to you and to Steve. Now, I've just caught up once again with a Melbourne grandmother walking across the U.S., to bring hope to people with quadriplegic injuries. 67-year-old Kay Ledson wants them to know there's a way forward to at least partial recovery, even after some are told they'll never walk again. Kay has been walking from California to Washington, D.C. at a pace of 35 kilometers a day, 6 days a week. She started in September, due to reach America's capital on Monday, March 12th. When we spoke yesterday, Kay was on a trail just outside Raleigh, North Carolina, and route to Richmond, Virginia.
And then that's the last stop before we go to Washington.
She's doing this because of her son, Josh, who lives in Melbourne. He became a quadriplegic 18 years ago after a snowboarding accident in Victoria. Doctors in Australia said there was little to no hope of recovery, but his mom found a new form of treatment here in California, a program called activity-based therapy that eventually got Josh back onto his feet and walking again. He only uses a stick now. The Quad Foundation, along with Rotary Clubs in Australia and America, are supporting Kay's walk, but most of the time she's only been accompanied by a paraplegic American woman driving a caravan. They stay in there at night. All of this will culminate with her march on Washington on the 12th, accompanied by a group of like-minded mothers called the Warrior Mums.
It's not going to be one of the hugest marches that Washington, D.C. has ever seen, but I can say there'll be a lot of emotion and passion with those that are marching.
And Steve and Basil, the Mums have meetings organized with members of Congress to encourage funding for new treatment centers in this country, with the hope that whatever momentum Kay generates will carry over to Australia.
Great news. Now, also great news, you're going on holidays for 3 weeks. That's not great news, but the good thing is you're actually coming down under and you're coming to Perth.
How about a week from today I come and join you on the morning program? That work for you?
Absolutely. That'd be great. Yeah, so you're bringing your wife and your son?
My wife Barbara, my son David. They've never been to Perth, and the last time I was there was in the early 1980s. Sure looking forward to the change.
Well, it's changed a bit, Bob. I'm really looking forward to catching up with you personally in the studio, and no doubt we'll show you a good time when you're in Perth. Have a safe trip, and Kurt Clyde will be filling in for you on Monday. You enjoy your weekend.
Thanks, mate. Bobby. Thanks a lot, and thank you in advance for all the hospitality.
Oh, absolutely. No
quite
worries.
Welcome. Yeah. Now, he's coming down, Bobby, and you're going to show him around a little bit, aren't you?
Absolutely, yeah. He'll be in the studio with us next Friday, so we'll be able to talk all things American. I'm looking forward to that.
You got a trip down south planned? Is that
correct? We're going to head down south, have a look at Margaret River and a few of the wineries, and then hopefully might even catch a race meeting down at maybe Bunbury on the way back.
I reckon he'd love that. Good on you, Bob. Well, have a safe journey as we just